What is up, Dashley family? We're back. We're in our brand new, super comfy brown leather chairs, just ready to chat.
Ready to friggin' rumble. How are you?
Literally don't talk to each other until we podcast.
This is where we get it all out.
We were at lunch today with the kids, and I just looked at you, and it was just, there was just silence between you and I. The kids were loud, but it was just like me and you were just like that blinking sound on Instagram, like, blink, blink. We had nothing to say.
Just,
I think we've entered this phase of life where we just don't speak to each other when our kids are around. It's just,
what is that? Is that good or bad?
I don't know. It's probably the first step to divorce, and we just don't know it.
Sometimes I'm not mad at you.
I know.
We're just cruising through babysitting time.
Right.
Probably not the right word for it.
I don't know.
Just chilling with our kids and trying not to say things that make them upset or each other mad, and trying to keep our shiz together and try to have fun.
I think I'm over there being like, he's probably stressed out. And you're probably over there like, oh, she's for sure stressed out.
That's probably part of it.
And we're just like silent.
We got in a mini fight that quickly got resolved once we gave each other a proper context this morning.
I still where I don't really believe that you're telling me the truth. I'm going to take it and believe it. But deep down, I'm like, I don't know.
That's well, fine.
I really think you were just being short and mean. But
no, I don't like you being, when you're stressed, I'm stressed. So I like to reassure you that I've got everything under control. But you interpreted that as, I don't want your help with this. And all you were trying to do was collaborate.
I interpreted it as you being like, just don't ask questions and follow my lead.
See, that's not at all what I was saying.
For once.
Our original plan for this video was I was going to take the kids out of the house. Please don't stress about this.
We're
filming a brand deal. And our original plan was I was going to take the kids out of the house and go film something because Ashley needs a break and she's going to stay home.
That was the concept of the reel.
So I'm out.
Also,
I've been in the garage for hours.
The concept of our life.
No. I've been out in the garage for hours already because I was working out, and then I'm putting bikes together. And in my head, I'm thinking Ashley's probably stressed out inside. Violet's awake. She's got to do breakfast by herself, and she could use my help in there. But I've been out here for a long time. So she comes out. I don't know what her status is from 1 to 10 stress level, chill level.
Let's reenact this.
And so,
hey, Del, we need to make a plan for this brand deal we're about to film.
We need to make it. And I hear that as, Al, great. Ashley's been already spent stressed inside. Now she's out here stressing about this, and I don't want it to snowball into something bigger. So I'm just trying to reassure her. I've got it under control. Don't worry about it. But it came out as something that sounded rude to her.
Well, I already have a plan.
I've got a plan. Don't worry about it. I've got it. That was what I was trying to say.
That is not how you said it.
How did I say it?
You were just like, well, I have a plan. And I was like,
yeah.
Well,
and I was going to go film it by myself anyways. I just didn't want you to stress about it. Didn't want you to worry about it.
That's great. But you need to tell me these things.
I thought it came off like that.
All you said was,
apparently it didn't.
All I said was, hey, Del, we need to make a plan for this. You, well, I have a plan. Me, well, I'd like to know it.
I didn't want to put another thing on your plate. That's all.
Nothing.
That is it.
Me, leave. Apparently, in your mind, I love this girl so much. I want to do this all for her because I love her.
Yes.
That did not come out of your mouth.
Well, it should be assumed. I feel like sometimes you assume the worst of me.
I don't. I literally just take what you give me and logically work with that.
In your brain, but logically doesn't
all
compute in my
was,
brain.
I have a plan. Me. Can I know it? You.
In my head, me.
Nothing.
I thought
you didn't answer that
I thought
part.
You would respond with, oh, great, cool. I won't worry about it.
I did.
But you responded the opposite way. And I was like, whoa, why is she so upset?
But you didn't even say that. You just stopped talking.
You didn't say anything either. You just left. So I'm like, here I am thinking, all right, cool. See, context is important.
Tell me the thoughts in your head so that I know them.
It would just be nice if you didn't jump to, wow, he's a jerk.
Listen, sometimes the things you say are what a jerk would say, but apparently,
only if you think I'm a jerk.
No, that's not.
What
it.
If you gave me the benefit of the doubt?
I am literally married to you. I don't think you're a jerk.
That's good.
I wouldn't be married to you if I did.
I guess I just wish sometimes you would give me the benefit of the doubt.
Sometimes I wish that you didn't expect me to have this like treasure trove of benefits of the doubts, So
have them.
Anytime you say something like weird or rude or short with me, I'm just supposed to like reach into my treasure chest.
Reach in there, baby.
Of positivity and be like, oh, that probably meant something so wonderful.
That's how I expect everybody to treat me.
I know he said it this way, but I know this man.
Reach in there,
no matter what he says to me, it's wonderful.
Yeah. No, that's one thing I noticed when we went to our marriage counselor. He preempted pretty much everything he said with something. I was like, now I'm going to say this and it might sound this way. Do not mean it that way. I mean it this way. Or he would be like, I'm going to say this. Or now this next thing that I'm going to talk about is intended to portray. Like he would preempt everything with context and structure. So we knew exactly the direction he was headed. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I didn't like therapy.
I mean, it's a little much, but it is in therapy. But I feel like maybe we could take a portion of that, dial it back a little bit. Maybe it would help.
My favorite
At least I feel like I should probably do that more. This is what Dallin and I do for apparently.
Therapy now. We have like a Nest camera within our living room. And now when we get in a fight and I'm like, you said this. And Dallin's like, no, I didn't. I'm like, play the tape.
Play the tapes. People think we have cameras all over our house because we're vloggers.
No, and it is literally solved. And Dallin's sometimes like, well, I guess I did say that. And yeah. I'm like,
and Ashley's
you.
Like, okay. Sometimes Ashley's like, all right, whatever. Sorry.
Our biggest fights are when you're like, I didn't do that. And I am like, I am either legitimately insane and creating things in my mind or you said that. Mm-hmm. And when we have the tape play it back and you actually said that, it is like the greatest victory I have ever felt in my life. And it ends it. Just like, well, we don't
have to Ashley, it's much more important to be right than to be happy.
I like to be understood. We can't. If you're
she
like,
loves being
I
right.
didn't do this. And I'm like, no, you really did. Mm-hmm. And if you really did it, all we're going to fight about is whether or not you did it or not. But if the camera shows that you did it, then we can just talk about it.
Right. No, this reminds me of a clip from Therapy Jeff that I saved because I liked it so much.
Did it validate you in ways that I don't?
I mean, it was like both ways. There's no, oh gosh, let's just play this right now. This guy's great.
There is no objective truth when you're fighting with a partner. Countless arguments revolve around some variant of this is what really happened versus are you kidding me? This is what happened.
Why you need a camera?
I'm delighted to report that you're both wrong. Or rather, the truth doesn't matter. In fact, there is no objective truth in a fight. There are only two subjective truths. The only thing that matters is respective subjective experience. And if you can't validate your sweeties, no matter how wrong you think they've gotten things, you're in for some long, miserable, unwinnable fights. During an argument, the temptation to correct your partner for every little thing you believe them to be wrong about is so, so strong. It's easy to lose sight of the bigger picture in favor of focusing on the verifiable details. I get it. I do. Is there anything more satisfying than being able to whip out your phone and present irrefutable proof that, well, actually, you didn't send that text until 5:01, not before 5, like you keep harping on, okay? Resist. Because truly, it does not matter.
So we each have our own narratives in our head, and unless, we just got to come together.
Unless there's a camera, and then there is only one narrative.
Oh my gosh.
You can either work with two narratives.
Did you not hear what he said? Look, you only texted it at 5:01. You've been saying you text me before 5.
I know.
But we could probably both do better at
this is what
validating each other's
hey,
subjective
Del,
experience.
While you're on your boys trip, do you think you could call me once or twice?
Oh my gosh.
Maybe. Okay.
Anyways, any freaking way.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
News stories.
I have so many. We haven't podcasted for like a couple weeks and I have so many. So much has happened in the world. And
let's have it.
These are all mostly from Moshe, M-O-S-H-E-H.
Actually, this is our favorite place to get news now. It's no BS, No, yeah, for a while, couched with opinions and needs to fit in ad spots on CNN or Fox or whatever.
Oh, he has ad spots, just, and I support every single one of them.
Well, because it's awesome, and he's just unbiased, just legit Instagram new. It's from the ground up, built an Instagram account, Moshe, M-O-S-H-E-H.
Yeah, I found him years ago, and I was so like, good. Dale, you got to follow this guy. It's legit. And
he so
was
good.
Like, yeah, yeah. Finally, he did, and now it's our favorite page.
It's like my favorite place to go for news now.
Everything we know about the world comes from him.
Moshe and Pubity. Those two Instagram pages.
And people.
Oh, people. Right. And Daily Mail.
Okay.
Just kidding.
Do you want to go? I have five.
Sheesh.
Do you have any?
Mine is just about how heat affects the body.
Do you want me to send you a couple so you can pretend they're yours?
Okay, sure. I guess because everybody's experiencing heat waves right now. Literally, Arizona's setting new records, and Death Valley is setting new records, and...
Yeah, it's terrible. Yeah,
it's bad.
Oh, I have that article.
There's a whole...
Index reached 152 degrees in Iran, nearly at the limit for human survival.
Yeah. I read it. I was curious one time. I was looking up what is the heat at which human performance like literally starts to go down. Like humans can't function at optimal levels. And it's 104 degrees Fahrenheit. I don't know what that is in Celsius. I think mine's a lot lower than that. I start to get really annoyed at heat around 85, 90
That's
degrees.
That's just part of being a man.
It's just, I hate
things
heat.
Make you grouchy.
I hate it. It makes me angry if I'm too hot.
I know.
Anyways.
I can't reach the perfect temperature. It's so hot outside, but when the air conditioner's on, then I have to wrap up in blankets inside.
I validate your subjective truth.
No, that's not my subjective truth. That's a real truth.
That's
for
your
me.
Objective truth, I guess.
I'm not talking for anyone else. I'm just talking for me. Okay. Anything I say about myself is true.
All right. This is how heat affects
the
body.
I'd be like being like, my eyes are blue. And I'd be like, I respect that you believe that they're blue.
I respect you think that, weirdo.
That's really cute.
You friggin' weirdo.
Okay.
This is how heat affects the body. When body temperatures rise, the brain sends signals to different parts of the body to cool it down. The heart increases blood pumping. This is so boring. I'm bored. No, and I just started reading
this. We saw this article and my question was, do you burn more calories when you're hot? That's the only thing people want to know.
Yeah. So I stopped reading that a few days ago and looked up that. And the answer is yes.
How much more?
I don't know. Just a few.
You didn't get that far.
A few more. There's not like a percentage. Your body does burn more calories in the heat though, but eventually your body acclimates to heat and it doesn't work as well.
Okay. I'm pulling it up. Oh, darn it. Okay. So I haven't really read any of these articles. I've mostly just saved the Instagram picture of them.
Okay. I have one while you're pulling it up.
Is that okay? I'm not going to find it ever.
The United States Congress will be holding a historic public hearing on UFOs soon. That's tomorrow.
Okay.
July
26th. Right now. From Pubity.
This is from Pubity too.
A pyramid-like mountain was discovered sitting beneath ice in Antarctica. Again, I would like to preface this with I've only read the little caption underneath the picture on Instagram, but that says that they have found a pyramid and it could just be a block of ice, but it looks legit like the pyramids of Giza. So that means potentially at some point during Pangea or aliens.
From a long time ago.
There were civilizations in Antarctica. Look at this picture.
Before that moved all the way down to the bottom of the earth and became unlivable.
Or the governments of the earth have...
Deep inside there, there's a government base.
I don't know why they'd make it a pyramid. Doesn't that...
Los Alamos.
It could just be a hill. It could just be an ice hill.
Yeah.
But it looks pyramidic.
It does look pyramidic.
Okay, you want to know something cool about Thailand?
Okay.
Burger King in Thailand has a meatless burger with 20 slices of cheese and 2 pieces of bread and nothing else.
Gross.
It's a grilled cheese that's not grilled.
And sounds like something I would make in elementary school.
The picture is 2 hamburger buns.
Like a Lunchable with all the cheese in it and nothing else.
Yeah, it's a hamburger bun with 20 slices of American cheese, but in Thailand it would be Thailand cheese.
Huh.
Do they call American cheese in Thailand?
Probably. Thailand
a
cheese.
Scourge.
Anyways, the hearing is set to include a testimony from a whistleblower who claims that the Pentagon is hiding evidence from a non-human intelligence. The UFO meeting.
Oh, okay, we're back there.
In total, the U.S. House of Representatives will hear testimony from three witnesses regarding unidentified anomalous phenomena.
I'm just
UAPs is a fairly new term, which encompasses not just unidentified flying objects in the air, but also space, underwater, and anywhere else. Okay. Snap. Do you believe in aliens?
I don't think they're like, are there other creatures on the earth? Yes.
Wait.
I'm just like, I don't call other species on the earth aliens.
No, like life out there in the universe. No,
let me finish.
Okay.
And I think like if there's other species on earth, like why wouldn't there be other species off earth?
Right.
I don't think they're like aliens. I think it's just other species of creature.
Alien's a blanket term for something foreign, like not of this earth.
Oh, thank you.
It's just a blanket term.
Probably, for sure. Why wouldn't there be?
Maybe in 1,000 years we'll have a bunch of names for them, but for now we're calling those weirdos aliens.
We live on, I don't know. Yeah, do you?
For all I'm we sure know, you do. They planted the beginnings of life here millions of years ago, and now they've been studying us this whole time.
I don't think they would care about us that much.
What if we are their offspring?
Is that like, that something cares about us so much.
What if
much?
They came to this giant round rock that we call like, Earth?
Why would aliens...
They built the pyramids. They started human life millions of years ago.
People build
and
the
they've
pyramids?
Been spying on us from above to see how we progress.
I think we're fairly certain that people built the pyramids.
We have no idea how. Those humongous blocks that they dragged for hundreds of miles and lifted up, those are so huge and heavy.
I know, but like, have you looked at...
How would they have done
city?
It?
Like, cities are just as like...
Yeah, but we have modern machinery. Those were made thousands of years ago.
Well, who's to say they didn't have machinery?
See, nobody knows how they did it. It's a mystery.
It's not a mystery. It was just people.
It was the aliens.
Okay. My last article, bit out of left field.
Okay.
A Bali fitness influencer died. When he was pumping iron, he dropped a 450-pound barbell on his neck.
That's the worst.
Hate that. How much can you lift? What's a barbell is like with...
Was he benching?
I didn't read that. I didn't get that far.
Because that's the only... I mean...
He was training at the Paradise Bali gym when a barbell weighing more than 450 pounds fell on his neck. What could you... You would have to be squatting,
he's probably
right?
Probably on a bench, because otherwise I feel like the weights on the sides would catch it and not squish his neck. Okay. So he was probably on a bench.
I don't know, unless it toppled weird.
Ugh.
Can a person lift 450 pounds with their arms?
People squat that much.
Can they do the arms?
With their arm, like overhead, like
I
military
personally can do about 25.
All right.
What can you do?
My max bench is 275.
So would 450 be like inhuman?
No. Brad does 315 easily. Well, Brad's my buff friend. I don't know what his max is. And
how
like,
much do people squat? Do they squat like 800 pounds?
I don't know. Max bench press. Let's just look
What's
it up.
What's the max squat? Are you a max squat? Max human
max
squat.
Max bench press.
477 pounds is the heaviest assisted squat lifted by a male.
Bench press
so
record.
I'm sure he was squatting if the most you can squat is 477.
Okay. Hillbilly Havoc in Hurricane.
That where literally where we live?
West Virginia.
Okay. Different.
Captured a 612 kilogram, 1,350 pound equipped bench press. What?
I would think you could do more with your legs than your arms. He lifted 1,300 pounds with his arms?
That's nuts. Squat world record. 1,069 pounds.
Oh, I was reading kilograms.
Okay.
477 kilograms.
Yeah. Wow.
So he could have been doing with his arms.
Dang, that's a horrible way
He's
to die.
He's very strong.
Yeah. He doesn't actually look that buff compared to, I mean, he looks buff, but not like, like world's strongest man buff,
I didn't see
you know, like
he's
huge
a
and
fitness
bulky
influencer.
Well, he doesn't look like he can bench press freaking 400.
His skin is ripping. Look at his, where his ribs go. I wouldn't know how to interact with you if you looked like that.
I would be doing the interacting.
No, I would just be like, I just feel like such a normal person next to you.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay. You ready for our next segment?
Next segment.
If you did not listen to our last podcast, Dallin and I are doing segments now, and it's really, really just pumping some good vibes into the conversation.
Love it.
Do you have any man crushes? I'll tell you my man crush right now. Okay. Freaking Washington.
George Washington?
No, the state. That's okay. My crush right now.
That's not a man.
It's my
crush. Not a man.
It's just man crush Monday. Mo, a man crush moment.
Okay.
If you're Hagrid, a man crush Mo.
So that's just what we're naming it.
It's a segment name. It's catchy.
Okay.
But I am currently crushing on the state of Washington.
You could say like Ryan Gosling in the Barbie movie or something.
I'm not crushing on him.
Or Oppenheimer.
No. I'm not. Why would I crush on that? I didn't
want. Because he's this really smart physicist.
You went there alone. I didn't go to that movie. I didn't want to. I would not be crushing on that.
I'm crushing on Oppenheimer.
Are you? It sounded kind of like.
It was good. It was a really good movie.
It didn't sound like it pricked your.
It was 3 hours long. A little bit of it was long. All the court stuff, just deciding whether or not he's a Soviet spy.
It didn't sound like this, like, movie.
I wanted there to be more explosions.
Emotional story arc.
The part where they're in Los Alamos coming up with the bomb and then it successfully exploding and all that stuff, that was really cool. The part leading up to the explosion. But then there's like an hour afterwards of them deciding whether or not Oppenheimer is actually a Soviet spy because of his hesitations to develop the hydrogen bomb, even bigger than the A-bomb. And they're like, why don't you want the U.S. to move forward with this? Are you trying to influence policy? Are you a Soviet spy? And it turns out to just be this prideful, annoying narcissist guy that Oppenheimer offended once upon a time. And he's trying to get back at him. It's annoying. Anyways.
You tell me this and I can't help but space out while you tell me about this movie.
Yeah. Just the monkey clashing symbols together in your head.
I have no control over my hands as they start swiping through Instagram.
Yeah. So I guess that's my man crush, Oppenheimer.
Really?
Yeah.
You liked it that much?
I mean, I probably wouldn't watch it again.
I don't think that.
But I really appreciated it and I appreciated the cinematography. And
if you're crushing on a human, you want to
we're not doing man,
them.
My lifetime just this past week. That was pretty cool. I went and saw a trending movie. That's all I'm saying.
That's not bank. What are you crushing on?
Oh, I guess I'm
what
listening
has
to
your
Sam
mind fixated?
I'm listening to Sam Harris, Jordan Peterson debates again on YouTube.
Dallin has listened to these like 30 times.
Like six.
Six. But how long are they?
They're each like 2 hours long.
He'll just come up to me every once in a while and be like, just this like tangent of philosophical thought.
Yeah.
I can't reproduce it. And we'll have to like backtrack 40 thoughts in his brain that he had before that thought that he started talking about for me to be able to enter the conversation.
It's just constantly on my mind.
It's two people fighting in a very poised and elegant way about religion.
Very intellectual way about philosophy, basically. Where morals are grounded in. Is it in rationality and facts? Or is it a deeper reality in encapsulated in the Judeo-Christian story? That's what Jordan Peterson argues. And Sam Harris argues that it can be ethics can be grounded in rationality and facts. And if you could only say that the worst possible thing is, quote unquote, bad, moving away from the worst possible scenario of like suffering in life and move towards a state of well-being, you can design morals and ethics on that basis. Jordan Peterson says it's not so simple. It's way more complicated and humans don't act that way or whatever. And they just go back and forth for hours on that.
I think it's really interesting and cool, but I don't understand like what is it that makes you like want to listen to it over and over? Like, what do you hear? Like, what is it?
It's so interesting to me. It's just hearing I guess it philosophy. Turns out I'm really interested in philosophy lately. Just literally what humans have come up with for how
you?
To
like,
live
does it
the
feel
good
comforting
life
or like
no, it's just very stimulating, like thought provoking and like very intellectually stimulating to me. And I really enjoy thinking about these things.
Yeah.
I guess.
Do they have other ones? Are there other
people? Sam Harris has his whole podcast where he talks with a bunch of different people on these things. Jordan Peterson has his whole podcast. They've done a few together, but I've listened to some of them. I feel like these four debates encapsulate the best of their interactions together.
They are going to hear us talking about this.
And Sam Harris probably listens to every single one of our podcasts.
They're going to ask us to be on their podcast.
I'm like, hey, Jordan. It's like, it's going to be like Between Two Ferns or like Chris Farley. You remember that one time?
I excuse myself.
Yeah.
Just like, I don't belong here, guys.
Yeah.
I'm going to go.
Hey, what have you been watching these days?
Well, what have I been watching?
Survivor.
Outlander comes out once a week, so I just wait for those days.
You guys, Ashley's been, she's really giving it the good old college try, but it's really letting her down this season.
I love it. I just hate that it's not good enough to only have one a week.
Outlander.
If I was given all of them, I would happily watch all of them and be like, that was such a great experience.
Yeah.
But one a week, I can't do it. I've been detrained out of that by Netflix and stuff. Give me the whole season.
Just give it all to me.
It's so unbearable to be like, oh, here's a tidbit of the story. Have fun for the next 7 days. We'll give you another tidbit. And then we're going to have a break for 4 months. No one knows why. And then give you five more and then it's over.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know.
That's my letter to the company.
We've been watching HBO. Survivor at night.
Why?
Why HBO?
Ashley. Love Ashley.
No, Stars.
To Stars.
It's on Stars.
I don't even know. It's on Hulu for me.
Yeah. Season 42 of Survivor. Ashley and I used to love watching Survivor together. We would watch so much of it and we binged. I mean, we got into it after there were already 25 seasons or something.
Yeah, and then we stopped.
We stopped for a long time.
Having TV here.
I don't know, but it's back now.
Something.
Where is it? It's on Hulu. That's on
Hulu.
Hulu
started playing it.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Now we're catching up on season 42.
I feel like I've seen it.
Not this season.
I feel like
we watched the first
two
episodes.
Through a lot of it. Maybe. Is that what it was? We just saw the first because the characters.
We watched the first two episodes a long time ago.
It's crazy. It's insane.
Yeah. It motivates me to not eat so much food. I watch them and I'm like, they're alive still. They're okay. They're not withering away in the wind.
That's what
they're
Dallas
just losing
about.
Some weight. And it makes it look easy to not eat so much. And it's actually, I've lost a few pounds.
There
it's helped me.
I sit over on my side just thinking about how great I would be at this game and how I would deceive everybody. And what a great liar.
Like the girl who's actually a therapist, but she's telling everybody she's just a nanny.
I know I'm a good liar.
Not that nannies aren't smart.
I know I would be really good on that game.
Yeah, you would.
I would slay.
You would slay.
I would slay so hard. Or I would get kicked out. The thing that stops me, because we all know I would get on. No. The thing that stops me from going on this show is the fear of getting kicked out the first round. I would be eternally mortified.
Shamed. Never show your face in public again.
I would just,
the first person to be kicked off Survivor. What a pathetic loser.
So bad. It's painful every time. Or sometimes someone gets kicked off during the swim. Like they don't know this special rule. Like the last person to the beach goes home. So bad.
Yeah. Oh, that happened one of the seasons, right? Like first person kicked off in record time just because...
Just they didn't get picked for the team.
That was the worst. They were like, oh, wow, okay, first 10 minutes, I get kicked off the show.
They didn't do it again because it was just like the one old person.
Oh.
And I'm sure the producers were like, well, we wanted him on the
show. I know, shoot. Okay, next segment. Have you had any good food lately?
No, I feel like we're in this stage because we're going on a trip at the end of the week, our Washington trip.
Yes.
And we're going through this... like eat everything in our fridge stage right now, which mostly just means Dallin eats carrots and the rest of us go out to eat.
Yeah.
So many carrots.
And peas.
I was in the drawer of the fridge today getting something out and I pulled it out and it was dripping wet. I was pulling out the grapes. Do you know what it was?
What?
It was the carrot bags. Someone, we're not going to point fingers, didn't close the carrot bags. And all of the carrot water from these old carrots, and we're not going to point fingers, but someone insists on buying pounds of carrots. And then they
part of my duties are too.
And then they don't get eaten. And then also the bag was open and the whole
If you dip it in
the whole drawer, just if you dip it in enough bitchin' sauce
from Costco, that it's okay. Carrots dipped in bitchin' sauce from Costco is such a good snack
that you eat once every 3 months.
A, I follow my heart when it comes to that. You
At
can't.
Least
I'm
an
not
inch
responsible
of carrot water.
I'm not responsible for the rotten carrots in our fridge.
You are. You don't shut lids.
Nope. That you don't. It's beyond my
close
control.
Bags or shut lids.
What are your highs and lows?
Have you had any good food lately? You went on a trip. Dallin went on a boys night.
I went to
a boys weekend
with my brother.
Now that we have kids, our favorite thing to do is to plan our favorite
trips.
Now
that we have kids, Ashley likes to make jokes where it seems like I'm the only one that ever does anything.
Dallin used to go to Park City with me, and it's also where we had our honeymoon and our anniversaries. Mm-hmm. Now that we have kids and no family to babysit them, Dylan goes on that same trip with his brother every year.
Every year, it's so special.
And they go to our favorite restaurant and they stay at the hotels we stayed at.
And our
and
favorite
Dylan's
coffee
like,
shop.
Oh, Kevin, I know this great hike. We should go. Gosh. It's the hike we went on.
Nothing wrong with that. Okay.
How was our anniversary trip with Kevin this year?
So fun. Thanks for asking.
Did you eat any good food?
We went to Draft's Burger Bar.
Oh, I know that place. We used to go there all the time.
Yeah, we did. That's how I know about it.
Did you take him to my favorite Italian restaurant?
No.
Did you schmooze him and snuggle deep into the night?
Nope. Didn't do that.
Okay. How was the
Draft's Burger Bar? The hamburgers are delicious, but becoming disenfranchised with the place because it's so expensive. And they're just nickeling and diming all these richy riches up there in Park City for everything they're worth. I charge you $1 for every little sauce cup that they bring you. So dumb.
It doesn't affect me anymore because I don't go, but I hate that for you.
See, good. See, this is why I don't bring you places. The hamburgers were $25. So dumb. So dumb. Just because they're up in Park City, first of all. Secondly, they're just next to this big hotel, and it's just they can charge people that much. It was so annoying. We used to love that place, but they're just charging so much.
You and Kevin.
What?
Who used to love that place?
Both of us.
We all used to love it.
Yeah.
What burger did you get?
Ashley's so supportive of me having time with my brothers.
I love that you went to Park City.
So supportive. Thank you.
Did you get a milkshake?
No. I don't want to spend freaking however much the heck.
Well, what burger did you get?
My favorite one, the one with pulled pork on it and an onion ring. Yeah, so good.
Delicious. How many sauces did you have to buy?
Freak, like 4? So stupid.
Dylan uses an entire packet of ketchup.
Like, listen,
on every
restaurants
fry.
Like this are not made for people like me.
Dallin's over
Maybe
here
they
like,
are, actually.
I don't understand why they would charge so much, but I'm watching Dallin eat the ketchup and I get it.
Yeah.
It's sad.
It is sad. It's targeting.
I went to McDonald's years ago.
They target people, sauce lovers like me.
Years ago, because I'm 84, I went to McDonald's right after, I guess, they made the switch between. Like, they used to give you free sauce, and then suddenly barbecue sauce wasn't free. And I went to McDonald's right when that happened, and I thought the guy was joking, and we had a 4-minute back and forth where I was like, oh, funny joke, give me the sauce.
Funny.
And he was like, no, it's $1. And I was like, no, sauce doesn't cost $1. Just give me the sauce. I thought he was flirting with me because I was in college or something. And I was like, just give
Finally,
me the sauce.
He's like, listen, lady, I've got work to do.
No, do you want to know how that story ended?
How?
The conversation ended because there was a huge crunching sound, and everyone at McDonald's went and looked out the window, and a semi truck accidentally ran over a car. It was turning because the McDonald's was by Walmart. So a Walmart semi truck was pulling out of the parking lot, and this poor little like Ford Taurus was parked in a space legally. Mm-hmm. But the semi truck turned too sharp and literally ran over his car and then just kept going.
Wow.
Can you imagine coming out of the store and your
You're
car
just
has
like,
been
I
run
just
over?
Wanted a hamburger. Yeah, that's messed up.
That's how it ended.
Chelsea Hightower wants you to name her baby.
Chelsea Hightower is the name of Dancing with the Stars.
Maybe it's her.
Or so you think you can dance.
Yeah.
Chelsea Hightower. Who is
she
that?
She said, hey, Dashley, my name is Chelsea. I started watching you guys when you had your miscarriage before Violet. I was actually having a miscarriage at the same time, and it provided me so much comfort. When I saw your pregnancy announcement for Violet, I was like, yep, it's destiny that I need to watch them because I had just gotten pregnant with my now 2-year-old, Marley Rain. Well, unlike Dallin, my husband refused to get a vasectomy. And fast forward 2 years later, I am now pregnant with baby number 4.
Oh, wow.
I have a 12-year-old, 9-year-old, and a 2-year-old. Anywho, I literally lived for when you would post your list of baby names that you liked because it helped me pick my 2-year-old daughter's name. So I know I'm going to have a boy because I'm weird and I can predict anyone's baby gender.
I got every single baby wrong.
Yeah, apparently she's really good at getting it right.
I wonder if I still have my boy name.
And I want a name that you can help that you can't find at a beach souvenir shop. Oh, she wants a more unique name. Darn, and she thinks that you will have the name for her.
I think I got, nope.
Boy, baby boy.
Ooh, I have
P.S. I'm so sad names. That you guys didn't end up moving back to Dawsonville because I live in Gainesville. And I was like, yep, we're supposed to be friends.
Oh, you should be friends with my family. They all live out there and have completely abandoned me.
Yeah. Go be friends with Ashley's family.
They live on Pink Williams Road.
Okay, boy names for Ashley, well, for Chelsea.
I was going to name, I have so many girl names. I haven't erased my girl names. I erased my boy names when I was pregnant. I can tell you what I was going to name George Cohen, but we didn't. That's kind of a more popular name now. I was going to name Violet Casper with a K, K-A-S-P-A-R, or Burton. We really liked those names. Dallin didn't like Casper, but it didn't matter because I created the baby.
I created the baby too. But I don't like that. You can't pull these gender games with me.
It's not a gender game.
I literally can't play the make a baby game in my stomach.
I think I should have naming power then.
No, I put it in there.
You were fine with Casper.
I put the baby in there. You couldn't have done that on your own.
Okay, we talked about Casper.
It's 50-50.
You weren't super excited about Casper, but you weren't opposed to it.
I think that you should name it Cohen.
She doesn't want it to be popular. That's popular now.
She doesn't want it to be popular.
She doesn't want it to be. My sister names her kids very like crusty names, like old grandma, grandpa names that... But they have to be, because that's popular now. So they have to be a really, like, really, a name that you don't hear at all.
Yeah,
my greatest, like, I didn't name it. I don't want to take that from her. But I was the one who suggested Edith, and she named her daughter that. And that has been one of my greatest, like, victories. My name, she's pregnant with a boy right now, and I'm shooting for Roger.
Roger.
Doesn't that sound like her family?
It does.
Isn't that a great one? It's like old school, crusty, but it's no one really does Roger. Like if you were like, I'm naming my son Roger, people would be like, oh,
all right.
Haven't heard that one.
My great grandpa's name was Roger.
And that's what she likes.
She does.
I don't know if that's what you like, but
the rarest baby boy name is Rome.
No, it's not.
According to this website.
That's not
true. Other rare baby boy names are Chester, Henley, and Maynard.
Maynard is 1,000 times more rare than Roe.
Maynard?
I know kids named. I've seen kids on TV.
What about Nix? Like Nixon, but just Nix?
I don't like Nix. I thought about it. And I thought about Nixon, but I don't like that because there's a lice medicine called Nix. And I used to have to buy it.
There's a throat medicine called Vicks.
When all the kids in my class in Georgia would get lice.
Mm.
I never got it. But all the nurses were like, this is Nix. You need it. And any kid who used it was like, you know, the lice kid.
Yeah.
Now as an adult, I think it's fine and you should treat your lice. But as a second grader, it was like a black mark on you.
Yeah. Cool. Any more boy names for Chelsea?
I have a million girl names. I wish I still had a chart. I really liked Dale.
Dale?
I thought it was a cute name. I really liked Chip.
Uh-huh.
I really liked Casper. We liked Burton a lot. We thought that was kind of weird and cool.
Burton was cool.
I still love Casper. If I magically get pregnant, it will be named Casper.
I like Seth. No. I like the name Seth.
I know. Dallin loves the name Seth.
Okay. Well, that was just my best friend growing up.
I think it's a great name.
It's a good name.
It's a great name.
Okay. this one is from Amber. So this is Ashley-inspired fashion. Hoping this gets y'all easier.
Oh, I like the name Lachlan.
Lachlan?
That's cute.
What about Lockheed?
I like the name.
Lockheed.
Oaks. So when I'm pregnant, I spend hours. Like I'm looking at like my girl name, Banks, May, Belle, Faye, Pearl, Greta, June, Marigold, Hazel, Violet, Logan. Logan's a great girl name. Yeah. Drew, Maxwell, Monroe, Perry, Thea, Collins. Thought that was really cute. Daphne, Waverly, Sylvie, Dot. Tallulah's on my list.
Tallulah.
Henrietta.
Was my mother's name.
I really like Louisa. I thought that was so cute.
Cute.
Hallie with an E, not an IE. I really was into girl names, but I was having a girl. I'm sorry I can't help you. But
those are good. Those Casper. Are good suggestions. Let us know if you pick one of those, Chelsea.
Oh, I was going to name George Madsen. I thought that was really cool. Call him Maddie.
You're into presidential names.
Walt's a really cool name. My friend has a kid named Walt. We love that.
Ready for another email?
Yeah.
Ash and Dallin, I hope this gets to you easier than a social media DM. Oh, sorry, Amber.
That is well deserved.
We're not good at messaging people back. I'm sorry. I have loved growing with you, Ashley. I've been following since 2018 when I was in a dark time and was in a similar mindset with you guys in regards to religion, and that broke life. Left both my church, Baptist Church, and Dave Ramsey. LOL. She left Dave Ramsey.
Oh my God. Listened to Dave so...
Yeah.
I call them my lonely years when I was pregnant and had quit teaching and Dallin was working full time and it was just me and Luna alone in the apartment and I was basically waiting to have a baby. And I listened to Dave like constantly.
He was your other husband.
He was just like, it felt like I wasn't alone when he was on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anyways, I just wanted to share how you still have such an impact on the people you share your life with. Thank you for sharing your growth, even in the seemingly simple ways of wearing outfits with more freedom. Put this on to run to Costco this evening and felt like a little sister unknowingly following in Big Sister's footsteps. Oh, she sent a photo.
I have those clothes.
Almost yeah, exactly. Like a black shirt with those shorts.
Yeah, and your tummy shows a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would have made me feel very uncomfortable.
In Costco?
Years ago.
Nice. My big sister's name is also Ashley. Don't tell her that you and I might be better friends. Pictures or it didn't happen. From Amber. Well, fun.
Amber, where do you live? I wish everyone lived in Utah by me because...
Hard to say from the photos. That Costco is in New Jersey.
How do you know that?
Just kidding. It'd be funny if we knew every single Costco that well. I do not know where she lives, but... Well,
thanks for the letter,
thanks
Amber.
Thanks for the letter.
Sorry
really
if
nice.
You've messaged us and we haven't gotten back to you and... If you ever come to Utah, email us, don't message us, and let us know and we'll meet up.
Speaking of Costco, Kinsey says that she is officially part of the Costco family because of us.
It's a great activity.
Hello, Dallin, Ashley, George, James, Violet, Luna, and Dash. Longtime listener to the podcast all the way back to Big Little Life and watcher of the vlogs. I love to start the playlist Oldest First on YouTube and listen while I work. Oh, that's fun.
Oh my God.
Will you psychoanalyze us and tell us all of our problems, Kinsey?
No, I feel like you could. I'm like, oh, Ash, you were really sad back then during that episode.
I know. My husband and I got married in January of this year, and we are about to be moving from our little rental house of 3 years. We are avid Sam's Club users, but after your vlogs convinced me... Oh, we're avid Sam's Club users after your vlog convinced me of buying things in bulk. Sam's Club will still be accessible in our new city, but so will the infamous Costco.
Nice.
We will be getting a membership, obviously, so I'd love to hear your suggestions on must-buys and heck knows from the king and queen of Costco, the Dashleys. Sending much love and biscuits and gravy from Nashville, Kinsey. Thanks, Kinsey.
Okay, our favorite Costco things. They're like Almond Joy almonds.
The chocolate
almonds
covered ones. Oh.
With coconut and chocolate. Yeah,
those are delicious. Come and go. So if they're ever there, know that they won't be there for a long time and you should grab some because they're delicious.
The Jimmy Dean.
They're in the snack section up front in a bag.
Okay. The Jimmy Dean breakfast sandwiches. Literally, Violet eats two a day.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Frozen section.
She wakes up. Breakfast sandwich? So good. They're so good. Okay. Another thing we love, the
ramen bowls,
the naked mango juice. Excellent.
Buy a big old half gallon of that.
Buy that. Obviously Pirate's Booty, the flat pretzels. Don't know what they're called. The jam. So many different types of jam. I've gotten them all. Not the blueberry. We didn't love the blueberry. I forgot who it's by, but just the strawberry preserves are excellent. Any of the preserves that are berry. The Kodiak cake syrup, when it comes. It's not there as it used to be there all the time and now it's not. But the Kodiak cakes, like berry syrup, and then sometimes they have the super fruit one. So good. You can buy them from a normal store, but it's in a small bottle. There's no point.
Yeah. baguettes from the bakery.
The maple syrup is so good, Kirkland brand. And then they also have the sourdough shelf stable loaves. They're kind of by the bread, but there's three loaves in a box and they can be in your pantry for an abnormally long amount of time. They're like vacuum sealed. And then you put them into your oven and they taste bakery fresh, the best sourdough I've ever had. Mm-hmm. The Yasso mint chocolate Trit bars are so good. You have to try them. They also have sorbet cups, but they're not in a cup. They're in
fruit pieces like, cut in half.
Literal fruit shells. Yeah. Those are really good. Dallin loves salsa. I
like
salsa.
Things from the deli section, the refrigerator section. They have prepackaged like stir fry noodles with chicken. Those are delicious. The prepackaged tacos. Those are great for a dinner. I like buying the bitchin' sauce. It's like a almond butter spicy sauce that you dip chips in or carrots almond or vegetables. Butter? It's almond based. Like it's almond, ground up almonds. Yeah.
I didn't know that. I thought it was mayonnaise.
Nope. Almond.
It feels it's like healthier. A mayonnaise based.
It's healthier.
Sauce. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Creamy, blended up almonds. And what else?
The fish oil.
Kirkland fish oil.
Oh yeah. We take a lot of Kirkland. Hair, skin, and nail supplement. Love that one. They're the prettiest pills. Mm-hmm. I hate pills. Can't take them. I am four and I like gag every time. These hair, skin, and nails Costco pills are the prettiest pink color. It's a joy to put them in your mouth.
And we always get meat there, except for when we go to our local butcher now, because our local butcher is like top notch with marinated stuff. But just getting, if you need to buy a bunch of meat, they like for the ribs, they'll take the silver skin off so you don't have to do it yourself. They just have quality meat there for a good price. So if you need to buy a bunch of meat. Oh man, Mateo's salsa and the refrigerated one, it's a little bucket.
Yeah, big bucket.
So good. Their salsas. Just buy one of each salsa. But don't buy the Kirkland brand marinara. Sucks. Get the Rouse marinara. Suck. It's not good. I don't like it.
Okay. It's fine.
It's not fine.
The Rouse is more expensive, but better. But the Kirkland one is fine.
It's not.
The noodles are like supreme. It. They have great noodles.
That's it. Anything? We're filming a Costco vlog this week. Should we do it today?
Yeah. What Let's do go we to not Costco. Like?
Oh, must not buys from Costco. Yeah. The marinara for sure. Kirkland bad. Marinara. What have we returned to Costco?
Oh, the shark been vacuum. Some, like weird candies.
I don't know.
Like the gummies.
Well, that's the beautiful thing about Costco. Their return policy is so liberal. People literally return things that they bought years ago.
We got like this.
So if just try it, and if you don't like it, feel so free to take it back.
Is there any food we've had where we're just like, this is gross? I don't know. The pickles were really good. I got this bucket of pickles, and I don't even like pickles.
Yeah.
Nothing's really been terrible.
That's it.
Give it a try. And if you don't, just take it back and then you get they don't even care.
Cool. Okay. Thanks guys. Fun podcast. We got to pick up our kids from play practice. They are going to be in the Jungle Book soon.
In Jungle Book Junior. George is a monkey. James is a
flower,
a bush and a bumblebee.
So fun.
And they're part of singing group one and singing group two.
So fun. Okay. See you guys soon.